I'm beside the river which goes right through the middle of Home Firth in West Yorkshire, the former textile town where Nora Batty reigned supreme. I'm just making my way up to her cottage, where you can stay. You can make your way up a flight of steep stone steps, which Nora used to advantage when she was using her broom to fend off compo. And inside, I'm about to meet Neil Worthington, who lets out this cottage to hundreds of Nora Batty fans. I've come to the Wrinkled Stocking Cafe. You can guess who that's named after. And actually, I'm terribly sorry, I didn't ask your name.
Susan Gardner.
Do you and your husband run them?
We do, yeah. We own the tea room.
Yeah. So how do you feel with this news about Kathy?
It's very sad. I mean, she'd already been written out of filming this year, so she obviously wasn't very well. But no, it's very sad and should be sadly missed.
Is she the sort of icon of the series, really? I mean, I guess for people who, even people who aren't fans and don't follow it, hers is the name. Perhaps her and Compo.
Yeah. I know everybody. Everyone, if ever they think of a battle axe, they come up with Nora Batty, whether they watch the programme or not, don't they?
We all know one.
Absolutely, yes.
I've just come three doors up from the Wrinkled Stocking along the road, and I'm with it's Neil Worthington. Yes, Neil Worthington, who. He's not exactly the Nora Batty of today, but he owns Nora's cottage. And Neil, you were just telling me how that came about, because actually we're sitting in an extremely smart boardroom of what looks to me like a design
agency.
Yes,
yeah,
good.
Yeah. So we're a design and advertising agency based next door to Nora Batty's. But I bought the cottage about 4 years ago, initially to expand the design business as we grew the business. But due to kind of help from the BBC, we converted it into a self-catering cottage.
Because do they use the interiors at all? I mean, they obviously use the exterior, but do they use the interior?
They've used they only use the downstairs kitchen interior for the filming. If you look at this year's Christmas episode, last year's Christmas episode, they did the filming from the kitchen looking outwards. But the living room, the bedrooms, and all the props are based from the series. And the BBC supplied us with quite a few props to kit the cottage out.
Oh, very good. So if you're staying in the cottage, you can use her teapot or her stocking ironer or whatever it might be.
We have a creel with the pinnies over the fireplace. We've got the rag rugs. And again, a lot of the props used in the filming are actually throughout the cottage. I think we've got over 800 photographs as well on the walls, which are going back over the last 25 years, showing all the scenes and cast and crew and so on. So it's a complete Nora Batty experience.